let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
All right, you've found us, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, starting our second hour here with Joey Linderman.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello. I mean, yes, they. If you want to tell Joey hello, you know, we do love taking kind of, you know, your questions, your calls, 713-572-4610. This is a live radio show, and you got a real gardening pro here. That's his full-time job, is kind of making miracles happen with people's gardens all over the place. Really kind of out west of Houston in Seco Ranch, Sugar Land, Katy, making miracles happen out that way.
Yes.
But still, making miracles happen. That's a big county out there.
Lots of activity, lots of people moving in and, you know, trying to learn how to garden in this area. You know, they've moved from out of town, and there's a whole lot different gardening going on this time of year than there is in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
you know, oh, my gosh.
Places up north, they're already done.
Right. They literally are done. So you guys are looking at some really cold weather this week.
I wouldn't call that really cold.
Okay, not Michigan weather. We can still garden in it, but, you know, there's
It's going to get chilly. It's going to get down, you know, close to freezing,
yeah,
for sure. So the plants that have been happy for the last 6 or 8 months, they're not going to be happy.
May not
anymore.
Be as happy. Sad face.
If you don't take care of them.
If you don't do something about that. So, you know, we're looking at that, talking about what we wanted to really explore, and the idea of winter gardening, winter fertilization, winterizing, winter care, winter soil care, all this stuff is kind of what we're going to hit today on the show, on Home Show Garden Pros. And I'm super pumped to have you in. And, you know, it's a big topic. So we will be all over the place. We want you to join the conversation, 713-572-4610. One thing that we're going to talk about a lot when it comes to kind of really healthy soils, when you're thinking about what to do in the winter, because the soil is not going to stop going, is using compost. So we'll talk about top dressing compost, talk about fertilizing with compost, and mulching with compost. And the best compost that I know of is Nature's Way Resources. And soil quality is key to a healthy garden, and Nature's Way produces very high-quality soils, mulch, and compost. They're pretty awesome. So they have a ton of different mixes. So be it a lawn mix, a vegetable garden mix, just classic kind of landscape base model mix, a garden mix, green soils, all the kind of mixes that you're going to want to grow stuff in, they have. But they also make this amazing leaf mold compost that's just really great and really rich stuff. So leaves, grass, food waste, horse manure. See, the cool thing about using a bunch of different sources is that you get a bunch of different microbial kind of groups. So, you know, if someone's trying to sell you something that's only made from one thing, be it chicken manure or be it fruit or something like that, it's a good time to pause and wonder, like, how they're going to get a really broad spectrum like Nature's Way has. So make your grass smile, make your tree smile, apply compost from Nature's Way Resources. All of our co-op members sell it. It's incredible stuff. You can look around the city. You can find out. Their website's got an incredible blog, and you can definitely find out where Nature's Way Resources is selling their amazing compost at naturewayresources.com.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Do you own rental property or does it own you? Hi, I'm Bruce Lessie with Houston for Lease, giving you more lease with less stress. We find and screen quality tenants, manage your property, including midnight maintenance calls, all for one affordable fee. No add-ons, no surprise fees. That's more lease with less stress. Learn more at Houston4lease.com. Call me on my cell, 832-654-5670. And get your first month's fee free. Houston4lease.com.
Get more from your gardening.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Year-round. Organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
You're on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You could join the conversation with us. Me and Joe Linderman are going to be talking about all winter gardening, really like how to take care of the soil, how to take care of the plants in the winter. 713-572-4610. This is a live radio show, so we love getting your questions live. 713-572-4610. We also can connect on Facebook, Home Show Garden Pros, or on our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. There's an email button. Do a lot of kind of answering of questions that way. Really works out because, you know, you can send me a picture. We can have a long ongoing conversation about it. Because our goal is to just help you be a better gardener. There's a ton of ways to do that. So, you know, those are the ways, really. Give us a call, 713-572-4610. I'm going to read you, Joey, a email question that we got.
All right.
So, you know, like I love edibles, big native plants guy, soil stuff. Some things are a little out of my pro zone. So here we go. This is from Jesse Davis. Hello.
Hello, Jesse.
I have a pink mandevilla that is no longer doing well. For about the past 2 months, the leaves have developed brown spots and are now turning yellow. I tried Ortho 3-in-1 spray, and it's gotten worse. I've dialed down the watering of my entire yard, and it seems the plant's issues are consistent with that. Any thoughts on how I can help out this once beautiful plant? Thanks, Jesse.
You know, if it started 2 months ago, I would say it had to do with all that rain we got. I don't remember when it was back
constant.
In September. Yeah, it was like 6 days a week.
Right,
and,
definitely.
Yeah. You know, tropicals, they are, you know, it sounds like they're from a tropical rainforest, right?
Yeah.
But that is not really what they like. They're once they're established, they're more of a dry, arid type plant. So if they get too wet, especially in our area with the clay soils, they're not going to do well. So backing off on the water was a good thing to do, for sure. As it cools off, it's going to be even harder to get that plant to recover because the plants aren't using as much water. So the moisture is going to stay in the soil longer because the plants aren't using it. So it's just going to be kind of a thing that you're going to have to deal with through the winter.
Well, that's an awesome. That's an awesome answer. And I, you know, whenever I think about someone that's a plant that's in place and needs better drainage. You know, like you're talking about, these are really kind of maybe hilly plants, like that love hills and love well-draining soil. Like humates can do a lot to drain plants. It's kind of an underrated tool to really drench something like the mandevilla with humates. That's also going to green it up some. So I think that's not even something I thought about, was drainage on that problem. Awesome. Well, 713-572-4610. We got the ability to answer a lot of questions with Joey and I here, and we're going to answer your question now. Ann, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Joey?
Yes, I am starting to get some circles that are kind of, the grass is just kind of going downhill, kind of yellowy, and I've noticed a lot of my neighbors have that. It just slowly increases in size. Is that brown patch?
Yeah, that sounds like perfect example of brown patch. Brown patch will generally start in a perfect circle, small, and then continue, you know, and just get bigger in a perfect circle. You know, there's some other things that it could be if it was not, you know, in a circular pattern. But yes, that definitely sounds like brown patch.
Yeah, so you've got that, and I take for my dog, you know, walk all the time in neighborhoods, and I see, you know, these circles or blobs. So brown patch or kill all patch. Well, the solution's pretty much the same thing. I'm thinking you're looking for a solution, Ann.
I sure am.
Yeah, I have had a ton of success putting down horticulture molasses, liquid form, and then covering up with, you know, a very thin layer of compost. Definitely, if you've got fungi, we water less. Joey, what are some of your thoughts?
Yeah, definitely back off on the water.
Yeah.
You know, if we get a decent amount of rain, you know, once a week or something, you probably don't need to have your sprinkler system on this time of year. The grass is getting ready to go dormant, so it's not needing as much water this time of year. The air is cooler, so it's not evaporating as much. So I would pretty much be done with a sprinkler system for a while, unless it just doesn't rain for a month.
So yeah. Can I use just a pump-up sprayer with the molasses?
Yeah, you can do that. I might even put it in your watering can and not dilute it all the way and really just pour it out pretty thick. Okay. And it'll sink in. And then, you know, that what that does is that'll really feed a bacterial population that's in the soil. And that bacterial population will end up and it'll consume that super weak fungi that's doing the damage. And so
is there a certain brand or somewhere that you get this?
What part of town are you in, Ann?
Spring.
So, yeah, if you're in Spring, I'd go over to Plants for All Seasons, kind of that way. It's off 249. And they're going to have several different varieties of molasses there. And, in fact, they're going to sell compost tea. So you could mix compost tea and molasses, and you'd be done with this. You would be done with the problem forever if you did that. So.
Super.
Yeah, great. Just get over there and, you know, let them know that we sent you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ann. Have a great day.
Enjoy your show.
Oh, thanks.
Thank
you. So 713-572-4610. We want to hear your thoughts as well. This is Home Show Garden Pro. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's really – we've had a lot of rain. And so that's kind of two topics in a row, the Mandevilla and the brown patch.
Right. And we're probably going to see some more of that with the weather cooling off.
Absolutely. And even if we don't see a ton more rain, and I can speak to this at Memorial Park, is, man, the puddles just last longer.
Mm-hmm.
The puddles just last a lot longer. So what can we do in winter to kind of help with that? Like, you know, if our lawns are puddly, what are some solutions that we can do? Because, you know, everybody's seeing brown patch is seeing it because water's staying around.
Right.
And it's making a situation that fungi can thrive in.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like I said, back off on your sprinkler system.
I would just cut it off.
Cut it off, yeah.
Flip it to off.
Off.
Yeah.
O-F. F.
Okay. Yeah, you got to get, get an A on no longer watering.
Now's the time to look for low spots, like you said, and figure out how to fix that drainage. You know, you're better off focusing your time on fixing the drainage problem.
Absolutely.
Rather than, you know, trying to find a remedy for the problems that you're having with your grass in it. If you fix the drainage, then you won't have to deal with it year after year after year.
Absolutely. And, you know, kind of you saying that, or just it reminds me of a couple of kind of myths when it comes to lawns, and that's that fungicides are good. They're really not. And this idea of winterizing, putting down a pretty heavy, long-lasting fertilizer in winter, it's like it can be counterintuitive in Houston sometimes. And so we're going to explore these kind of concepts, winterizing and fungicides in lawns, here in a few moments on Home Show Garden Pros.
How do professional flower growers and landscapers grow healthy, beautiful plants? They have a secret. ColorStar and NutriStar fertilizer from Nelson Plant Food. Texas-made, using scientifically balanced ingredients. Targeted nutrition helping plants grow faster, stronger, needing less water and fungicides. Now you know. Grow like a pro. Use Nelson Plant Food. Look for the gold star at Garden Pro Nurseries or find a nearby store at nelsonplantfood.com.
Seems like these days, temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But for what you are paying in yearly cost for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With the Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Have peace of mind that a Mueller Metal Building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerINC.com or visit your local Mueller location. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
The Home Show Garden Pros will answer more of your questions in just a moment. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. We are talking winter gardening. Winter and Christmas happens, and a really cool thing is happening that we want you to save the date for, and that is a Very Merry Christmas Open House by Warren Southern Gardens. So put that on your calendar now. Save the date. Ready? Get your calendars up. Get them up. I'll give you two more seconds to get those calendars out and ready. In pen, You know, you're ready. Say the date. Saturday, December 1st, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. is the Warren's Very Merry Christmas Open House. Warren's does an incredibly fun job of seasonal activities, seasonal plants, seasonal color, appropriate seasonal fertilizing, kind of stuff that we're talking about right now. So, yeah, put that down. And it is going to be a very fun thing. And they love being part of your holiday traditions and even having your traditions being built around them. And they're doing a really great job with that. As they're doing a great job with having incredible plant selection, expert knowledge and advice, their money-back guarantee that they're going to give you a tip sheet on how to care for your plant. If you kill it anyway, they're going to replace it and really try to make sure that you don't kill it, because new plants are not as good as established plants. So they want you having success. There's a gardener in every one of us, and Warren Southern Gardens is a safe place to set yours free. So they're up in Kingwood, beautiful spot. Remember, you're saving that date, Saturday, December 1st, and you can learn more about that event at warrensoutherngardens.com. All right, so it's Christmas time, winter season. So let's talk about winterization, right? What do you see as the point? You know, I'm talking to Joey Linderman now, you know, super garden pro, you know, stud, total stud from, you know, Enchanted Gardens out there in Cinco Ranch. So what do you think of winterizing?
As far as your lawn?
Yeah, the lawn, yeah.
You know, the lawns are getting ready to go dormant now. So, you know, the main thing is you want to protect your lawn over the winter and make sure nothing bad is going to happen to it when it's dormant. Like I said earlier, the grass is not using as much water, so if it's constantly wet, that it's just going to rot it.
Yeah, so that it's not using as much water, and the water is not evaporating as fast.
Right, exactly.
So that's one thing we want to deal with, is being able to kind of maybe lower the water pan, increase drainage if we can. A great way to do that is a soil food web.
Yep.
So by really getting those microbes going on, because they're not going to go dormant.
Yep, they're always there.
Yeah, just the leaves go dormant. Anytime a plant goes dormant, we're just talking leaves. There's still a functionality in the plant that's active. Maybe not as active, but definitely not using as much water. Okay, so traditional winterizer is kind of a slow-release, high-nitrogen fertilizer.
Right, it's going to keep the grass green longer into the winter, and then build the roots over the winter.
Continue growing the roots. So
right.
You're really pushing the green part of your grass more, and that does a couple things. Makes it look green, but also maybe makes more water being take up into the plants.
Yep, that's fact.
I have kind of used that exact same approach concept in my life to work to kind of improve soils and do the same thing, speed up the kind of microbial life, root functioning. Because, those little microbes take a lot of water in their bodies also. And so that activity will also keep it green. So one winterizer tool that I have always loved, and kind of I don't have a dormant lawn right now. It's not looking dormant at all. And it's because I've used seaweed as an overspray. And you put that down, and seaweed is like a healthy soil system's, Halloween candy, right? They're going to eat it. They're going to go back for a little bit more. They're going to have a little more. They're going to tell their coworkers how they've only had one piece, but they've had four. And we all know they've had four. And, if it feels like I'm projecting, I am talking about myself. That's, it happened the other day. But it's like that repetitive eating is going to happen. And so seaweed is this great winterizer to do all the things that Joey's talking about. Using up maybe standing water that's in the soil, activating the root system, and greening up the lawn. All kind of in a thing. And you can use your lawn the day after you spray it, the day you spray it. And it's going to work if it's 80, which probably will be in like 3 weeks.
Yeah. It looks that way.
Or if it's 30, which maybe, 32, which Wednesday night is looking like we're going to be there. So that's one thing that, and I know you guys have a lot of, you also sell a lot of seaweed at your place.
Yep. We've got it all. Sure enough.
Probably have it in like 9 different bottle types.
I don't know about 9, but
yeah.
Several options.
Yeah. I mean, fish stuff will do the same kind of thing. It's a really great kind of give it that boost to extend it even through Christmas. Because, the grass leaves love a lot of sun. And so you got to think, how are they going to get the carbon if not from the sun, from that kind of exchange where they pull it in from the air. So, but you can provide it with soil too. It's pretty amazing, pretty awesome. So what are some kind of lawn, what are some of your favorite lawn and anything that you love doing in the lawn to really get it ready for winter?
I personally don't do a whole lot for the lawn at my house. You know, I mean, I make it take care of itself, and it's done fairly good. You know, I'll use MicroLife products throughout the year.
Yeah.
And I don't do a real winterizer for my lawn. A lot of people use it, use fertilizer in the fall, whether it's MicroLife Brown Patch or, you know, some of the synthetic fall specials like the Nitro Fall
right,
special.
Right, right. So, and that's what they do, which is great, right? But, you know, you're here, you're a garden pro, and, you know, like you, like me, we say things so – we almost take it for granted that we don't have to do anything else in our lawn anymore because it's so healthy, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you take care of it year-round, you know, there's you don't have these major problems popping up.
Yeah, you don't have to stress out about, you know, an intense fall fertilization. Young Will's giving a wiggle finger. Oh, that's one more. Okay, gotcha. Sorry, Will. Let's see. Will does strange signs. He's always changing. You see that? He was like moving.
Yeah, he does.
He's like gripping. Yeah,
it's like gang signs.
Yeah. Well, maybe we have an intervention after the show.
Yeah.
Because this is a show about gardening, not about gangs. She does start with G-A-N. Oh, no, it doesn't. Will, you mentioned MicroLife. And if you're thinking about how to improve your soil, how to improve, like, the total package. Because, you know, one thing that's easy to forget when it comes to lawns is even though you want a leafy, perfectly green lawn, what really matters the most about that St. Augustine or Bermuda is the roots. Where the roots live, the soil. Best way to improve the soil, using good fertilizer that's going to actually feed it. MicroLife is that fertilizer. A fall and winter thing to put down because it's really, really nutrient rich is the MicroLife Brown Patch. And the reason that it's called Brown Patch is just by increasing your soil's nutrients, you can actually increase, like, you overcome Brown Patch. Just by increasing the amount of vitamins available to your soil, you overcome Brown Patch. So pretty amazing stuff. So they've crafted this one to not use any fungicide, not be about killing something, but about really raising up all this other stuff that will outcompete your Brown Patch. So that's what you want to do. MicroLife does – it has kind of a three-part role. It adds microbes, actually adds life to it. It's inoculated. It feeds that life. And then it also encourages the plant growth so they continue to feed that life. Really incredible stuff. It can't burn your plants. It doesn't have anything in it that can burn anything. It's not. It's totally fine for you and your kids to play on, pets, everything. So look for it at your favorite garden center. Definitely our co-op members have it. And you can see all their incredible selection by going to their website, and that's microlifefertilizer.com.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Plants for all seasons. Come and get your green on. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Organic gardeners for over 30 years. Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery. Katie's Full Service Nursery.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 713-572-4610.
All right. Jerry Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Gardens is here. I'm Danny Milliken. We are two garden pros, garden professionals. Been doing this a while, really know a ton. It's the great thing about the show is we've compiled all this expert knowledge that can help you out. As the nice speaker man said, you can connect with us, 713-572-4610. We would love to hear your questions. We're kind of getting through winterizing your lawn, how to take steps now to make sure your lawn is the best it can be. Unfortunately, most of the best steps just have to do with regular kind of care. But that can start now.
Yep. Yeah, preventative maintenance, just like anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's so funny because it's like eating healthy food, you know, like some of it's delicious, you know, some of it's maybe boring, but it's like it is a way to help us have a healthier system. And we don't think of it as preventative, but it is. It stops diseases from coming in, you know, and your lawn can be exactly the same way, just a thriving system that accesses nature, but you're part of it, you know, really cool stuff. Okay, so let's talk about last few things with the lawn. Any last like winter steps that you take and winter advice?
You know, I don't mow it super short.
Yeah,
but don't also leave it super tall. You know, you want the air circulation to be good in there.
Right.
So if you leave it too tall, it can't dry out as fast. But you also don't want to scalp it, because if it gets really cold, then it can, you know, damage it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Because if it actually like freezes, you know, 28, something like that, or if there's icy rain, it'll get the growth part of not just the leaf, but the growth part of the plant itself.
Right.
Okay. Trees. There's some winter actions we could be taking with trees, right, to kind of support the life of trees. So if you got any tree questions, anything you want answered, 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Bobby, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
Yeah, hey, Danny. You were talking about grass a few minutes ago, and I was listening to you. I just put grass in a front yard that hasn't had grass in probably over a year, and so the soil hasn't been treated. I was just wondering if I should put MicroLife down now, and you know, what type and how much and that sort of thing. How should I treat it to get it ready for winter and help it stimulate growth?
How long ago did you plant it, did you say?
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. You know, I'd let it do its own thing for right now. You know, when generally when the grass comes from the grass farms, it's got fertilizer on it. It's going to, you know, it's not going to do a whole lot this time of year aside from put down roots. If you wanted to do something to give it a little boost when it, you know, warms up next week or whenever that is, you know, you might want to put a mild organic type liquid fertilizer on it, like liquid seaweed or something, and that would give it a slow boost and encourage it to get the roots down into that soil. What kind of problems were there before why there wasn't grass there?
It was new construction, and it had been torn up, and we just got all the landscaping in and put all the flower beds in, and not a huge area, but just brand new grass, and we're watering it pretty often. I just wonder if there's anything that should be put down to help stimulate it.
Yeah, so sometimes with a construction space, you do have compaction, you know, people walking up and down the lawn all the time. And if you put the sod down already, you know, I'm with Joey on this. A liquid is going to work a ton better for kind of getting results, because it'll go through the grass, have no time where it's just sitting on there. Like, you know, the MicroLife Granular 624 is just going to kind of rest there on the top. It is going to come beaten by the soil system, but that really would be better for an already established lawn. So, you know, if you can get yourself a kind of a good sprayer that you can do a lot of outspray with, there's these things called siphon hose sprayers, where you drop it in a bucket of your stuff and you spray through, and it works really great to get a lot of material out. But I do seaweed or humates or both. It's different, two different times. But yeah, doing seaweed is really going to be a great thing for deepening your roots pretty quickly.
Okay. Where would be the closest place around Meyerland area to get the seaweed product?
With Southwest Fertilizer. It's good right there at Fondren and Renwick.
Right.
Fountain View. Sorry, Renwick and Bissonnette. It's right there. Right, super close to where you are.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I appreciate the information.
Hey, appreciate you listening and calling in, Bobby. 713-572-4610. You know, the thing we kind of didn't mention, and I think that this is really a great time of year to do it, when you're really you're seeing your lawn start to go dormant a little bit, and that's compost top dressing. And while it's wet, it's a great time to do it, because you know that those soil microbes are going to integrate with the compost microbes to really get deeper aeration, deeper root feeding, all that stuff. And of course, I'm talking, as I often do, about compost top dressing and year-round organic lawn solutions. So year-round specialty is a healthy green lawn, like Joey was talking about, one that's been nurtured and cared for. Well, they offer you the nurturing and caring for them. It limits you from having to be a true organic professional like Joey is to be able to do this really great. They can come. They'll take a look at your lawn. They'll see any problems that you've got, be it low spots, brown patch, maybe some fading away under the trees, something like that. They can make an assessment. do their fertilizer application, their compost top dressing, but they're going to be around. They're going to be around to kind of give you advice and help take care of the space with you. They don't, you know, it's called year round because in Houston they realize that we're never like off the hook with care. You know, we always can be doing something. We always can be thinking forward or handling an issue we've got right now. And they know that your grass is more than just, you know, or your lawn is more than grass and dirt. It's billions of microbes. It's tons of plants. Cliff and year-round organic lawn solutions do just a great job of providing comprehensive lawn care for sustainable results. So everything they do is very safe for you, your pets, and your kids. They're going to come up, do what they're going to do. That same day, you can go out and be planting your lawn, enjoying it, running around, whatever you like to do. They can get you lower water bills and better looking lawns, which is pretty amazing. So locally owned and operated, yearroundhouston.com.
We need to do a lot of remodel.
Whether you want a little or a lot, Trifection Remodeling gives you more home in your house. Howdy, I'm Jeff Roberts.
It was the first time we'd had a major remodel.
We help you seamlessly from planning to project completion.
There weren't any surprises. They will give you an honest price and a timeline that will be followed.
From kitchens and baths to room additions and whole home makeovers, we're not done till you're delighted.
It looks modern and up to date.
Call 281-KITCHEN. 281-KITCHEN.
I would use no one else, ever.
Online at trifection.net.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Garden Pro Joey Linderman is here on Sports Radio 610 with me, Danny Milliken, answering your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. We're going to go to some more questions now. Tarrant, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Joey?
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. I was just questioning, you guys were talking about trees, and I have a tree in my yard that, you know, it's the leaves have been brown pretty much all summer. And after trying to, you know, do some special attention with watering and things like that, the bottom of the tree looks great, but the tree, the leaves just are steady brown, and there's nothing green coming out. And I'm wondering, when is the time to kind of get that serviced and, or maybe have it removed?
How long ago was that tree planted?
It's a rental house, so I'm not sure how long ago it was planted. It was there when I moved in.
I got you.
I've been there about a year and a half now.
Okay. So what I would do to kind of determine what's going on with the tree, first off, I would start at the tips of those branches where the brown leaves are, and with your fingernail, just scratch the stem or the bark of it, you know, at the very tips. And if it's green under there, the tree's still alive. If it's brown, then you need to work your way down that branch until you find where it turns green. If it's brown and crispy, brittle on those tips, then that part is dead and it needs to be trimmed off. You know, so you have to determine where it turns green to figure out how much of that tree is alive. Generally, when leaves stick on the tree and are brown during the growing season, that's not a good sign. So, you know, I would say it at some point probably got dry and, you know, lost some of those tips. You know, it could be 10% of it. Yeah, how much of the tree is brown?
It's brown all over. It's funny because every other tree in the neighborhood is green, and then my tree is all brown.
It's, you know, it's always a sad place. You know, at the park we're seeing some trees just kind of, you know, not physically collapse. That'd be dangerous, but, you know, health-wise collapse. And a lot of it, I think, is just residue from the Harvey damage. And it can affect, depending on the situation and the kind of level of resiliency a tree has, it can be affected by that. The soil compacting did a lot of root damage that kind of went unnoticed. And so are you familiar with the scratch test that Joey's talking about?
No, that was the first time I heard that. But I do understand how it can do that, though.
Yeah, so the layer of the kind of tree flesh right under the bark is where all the life is. And so, you know, you can use a knife or a shovel or your finger if it's a small branch. If it's like the trunk, you may be scratching for a while like a little squirrel. But to get on there and see if you're – and, you know, if it's not green but it's like kind of moist and feels healthy, that's another sign. But, yeah, up on those twiggy roots where it's brown, if you're scratching and it's showing you just dead, brown, then, you know, you got to keep tracking back. And, you know, talking to an arborist is always a good thing to do. But, okay. But yeah, Joey nailed it, man. If you're seeing brown leaves in the growing season and they're not falling off, you know, in fall, you know, that's, it's aptly named for this, but, you know, the trees turn brown and then the leaves turn brown and the tree cuts its relationship with them. And that's a natural thing. But if it's leaving them on there, that means that it wasn't a natural, its natural systems aren't clicking.
So, aren't clicking.
Yeah. I do that scratch test, and Arbor True is a great, great arborist, and they could even give you advice, kind of over the phone also. So check them out if you need to. You can always, if it is green, if a scratch test does prove positive, Taryn, I would take it into like a one of our garden centers, you know, a place like Enchanted Gardens.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
The show. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you bet. 713-572-4610. That scratch test is such a great tool, and we almost always only talk about it in spring after the winter. So we're going to go to another caller, Ricky. You got a question for us? Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, sir. I had the brown patch, the brown.
Okay, we Ricky, you fell off the air. We lost your call. We'd love to have you call back. So please give us a call back, Ricky. We'll get you jumped in right away. You'll be the next caller after Rachel. You're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
My question is, with looking at the 10-day forecast, it looks like we're going to be getting down into the 30s. Should I be covering up some of my more vulnerable plants for this freeze?
Yeah, you know, it wouldn't hurt to protect them by all means. I always say if you have the time and the energy to protect them, it certainly won't hurt. What type of plants are we talking about?
I actually have some mandevillas along the fence and then azalea trees.
Mm-hmm. Azalea trees should be fine. You know, the only time that I would worry about covering azaleas would be in the early spring when they have buds on them, when they're, you know, just about to open. If it gets really cold, then it could burn the buds and damage them.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, they're an evergreen shrub that shouldn't have a problem. The mandevillas, I would definitely cover them. If you're planning on, you know, nursing those through the winter, then, you know, 33 or 34, probably not cold enough to kill them, but it is going to make them defoliate and not look like they look right now.
Yeah, and this being such a early freeze, you know, or near freeze or whatever, right? We had 80 a couple of days ago, and now we're talking about 30. So I would definitely cover them just because it's such a early out-of-season cold snap. So that's where we're really going to see some damage, is not because it was brutally cold, but because the plants just aren't really ready for it.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rachel. You can join the conversation. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but Ricky, you're right off the bat. We're going to get you, okay? So just you hang with us. 713-572-4610 if you got a question. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. SouthwestFertilizer.com.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Nelson Plant Food. Feed your plants. They're hungry.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
All right. Well, normally when we come out of the hour, we do a little introduction. We do a tease, but we're going to go straight to Ricky, who had a call drop. But Ricky, thanks for hanging on for us, bud. What's your question?
thanks for getting me back on, guys. I had the brown patch during the summer, and you guys suggested that I lay down some compost, and that did get rid of the brown patch. But now there's just soil there. It's just dirt now. Should I clean that dirt out and lay some fresh sod, or should I take another approach that you guys may suggest?
If that brown patch has, you know, run its course and it's not spreading anymore, then yeah, I'd get a leaf rake and rake out any loose dead grass from that area. If the compost is still in that area, fine. If not, I would get another bag or two of compost or whatever it takes to cover that area, and go ahead and lay that, you know, a half an inch or so over that area. You can even work it into the soil if you got extra energy today. And go ahead and lay some more sod. It'll get established over the winter, you know, so the top's not going to grow, so you're not going to see a lot of action up top, but it'll put down roots and be ready to, you know, keep up with the rest of your lawn in the spring.
Perfect.
So one
quick question.
Well, actually, Ricky, hold on real quick. One thought on that is that it might be kind of hard to find sod right now.
It's been a little bit tough. We usually get sod at our nurseries on Friday afternoons, or Friday morning, so it's fresh for the weekend. If it rains on Wednesday, Thursday, they can't cut it and get it to us. But this week we got it. So we've got both Bermuda and San Augustine sod.
Yeah. And dude, I think it's probably worth the trip to go out to Enchanted Gardens, because you're really not going to have, you're going to have a hard time finding sod most places in the city this time of year. So knowing that it's there is a really great thing, okay. You know, because obviously you can't resod without sod.
That'd be tough.
Of course.
Yeah.
One more question, guys. And should I winterize before or after the procedure that I perform?
So one thing that is important to remember is from the sod farms, the sod is freshly fertilized. And so, you know, we're talking about this show more often than making sure you've got the fertilizer for the plant, making sure that soil's healthy. So, you know, you probably saw when you put that compost down where you kind of intermingled with healthy grass, you saw a little bit of a boost of health, right?
Yes.
And so continuing that approach is really what's going to make your lawn kind of thrive going forward. And so instead of like choosing a winterizer, air quotes, fertilizer, I would keep going with the momentum you've got and use MicroLife, just the green bag MicroLife. And it's the kind of thing that's going to increase drainage, make roots healthier and deeper, and you can use it just like you would with any granule. And it's great to do in winter, so because it's feeding the soil, the plants.
Perfect, guys. I'm about to walk into one of these home improvement stores, and I'm going to get right on. Appreciate that, guys.
All right, man. Good luck. Good luck. Well, one thing that Ricky needs to, you know, kind of remember, and we love him calling in, is that not everywhere sells these locally made items. So MicroLife's made locally, Nelson Plant Foods made locally, Nature's Way Resources Compost is made locally. And it's not really that easy to find actually locally crafted stuff at big box stores, because what they're doing is they're trying to get everything, you know, have all their inventories be the same for simplicity when it comes to ordering. They're really not trying to do a bunch of local stuff. So if you strike out at a big box store when you're looking for MicroLife, don't settle and get something else. Just head over to a little more mom and poppy shop. And it can be a hardware store or a gardening shop. So a great gardening shop to find MicroLife is the Arbor Gate, so up Tomball area. This is a huge nursery, a huge selection of incredibly kind of beautiful plants. And like I just mentioned, that whole local thing, the Arbor Gate, Beverly, the owner, one of her passions is supporting local growers. And so she buys as much plant material as she can from local growers, be it fruit trees, veggies, herbs, flowering plants, as much as she can do. She sources those locally, and we got a little in her case, mom shop. You can do that. You can make those choices to strategically buy locally. So they have a magnificent display garden. They have some plants that are established and healthy, and you will literally be like, whoa, this can look like this when it's full grown? And the answer will be yes. See? Anyway, beautiful stuff. They have they actually are celebrating kind of some of the awesome histories of our area, and they're participating in it. So they do a bunch of roast trials. They've done some roast trials with A&M, really some cool stuff. They're celebrating Madeline Hill, kind of the queen mother of herb success for Texas. They celebrate that. Really cool spot. They love edibles. They have two gift shops, which I know what you're thinking. Whoa, two? That's one more than one. That's a lot. So, yeah, really cool place. And they do tons of gardening classes, over 40 complimentary gardening classes a year. So check out their website. They got hundreds of videos, articles, and, you know, now they're in the family. So take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit Arborgate and Tomball. Check us out online, and you can get the address there. It's arborgate.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
What's a pool? Water? A deck? Pumps? Or is it a gathering place for family and friends? To James Watts, a pool was that and more. That's why he started building them in 1961. Today, Watts Pools has earned the trust of customers and envy of neighbors across Texas with design and build quality worthy to wear the Watts family name. In fact, two generations later, you'll still find a Watts family member on every project, because it's not just a pool, it's a family tradition at WattsPools.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Joey and I for five more minutes, and then the wonderful Tom Tynan comes on to talk about all things home improvement. We get the garden, the house, the lawn, the trees, not the house, the trees, you know, the birdhouse, you know.
Birdhouse.
Yes. The bee house, you know, if you're looking for bee stuff, Texas Beekeepers doing an awesome job doing that stuff. But we are, you know, we're making it happen outside. Tom's kind of getting the whole house, so he'll be on here in a few minutes. Joey and I are chatting through winter's coming, not to be all like Ned Stark, Game of Thronesy, but it is coming. We'll have a cold time this week. We did have a caller, you know, ask about that. And what are some steps, Joey, that you would take to like make sure that some of the sensitive plants are protected on this, you know, coldish snap?
Make sure that, I mean, we've been getting a decent amount of rain, so the moisture in the soil should be fine. If we get a freeze and it's really dry, then it's bad for plants. So it needs to be, you know, regular moisture in the soil, which is, you know, we should have that.
So you're saying if we're seeing a cold snap coming, it's really good to water thoroughly before that happens.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. Just like in your freezer, if something, they call it freezer burn because the air is so dry, burns it. It can do the same to the roots. Also, you know, if you're wanting to overwinter or keep things going longer into the winter, like you said, this is an early frost, so chances are it's going to be warm again after this for quite a while.
Right.
So if you protect things like pentas, lantana, begonias, that you can keep them going longer.
Yeah. Okay.
So cover for another month or so. Yeah, cover them unless you're ready to replace them with pansies. Which, if that's the case, then let them go. And there's plenty of pansies around. Pansies, snapdragons, dianthus. All the cool weather color is out and ready to go in the ground. It's going to be happy. So.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great word. Is if you're ready for a change, hey,
you're in luck.
You've had that lantana growing for a long time. It'll come back again in the spring, but just let it get knocked out. Hey, no big deal.
Knock it down and cut it back and plant pansies and other annuals in between.
Yeah, and you know, with the early kind of November teen freeze, a lot of the plant stress that's going to happen is just from it not being in its natural cycle. It's nice we've had this cold weather up to it. So I would be concerned with it. I would watch the weather. A lot of times you can see if it's trending. You know, right now in my neighborhood, it's saying it's going to be 33 Wednesday morning. But, you know, that'll trend one way or the other. And I can kind of see, you know, kind of make a guess if I really need to freeze or not. Now out in, you know, in the prairie, out in Cinco Ranch and even west of there, y'all going to be quite a bit colder than that.
Yeah.
Not quite a bit, 2 degrees.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, just be aware of the trending cold weather. So, you guys, y'all got frost cloth in stock?
Yeah, we sure do.
Yep. Yeah. So if you're,
the frost cloth is going to let the plant breathe through the fabric, but it'll also, it usually keeps the plants maybe 5 or 6 degrees warmer, which right. sometimes that's
a big deal.
All it takes.
Oh yeah, with 31, all of a sudden you're like comfortably warm,
right?
Under there. So I really love telling people to really like take the time to craft their frost cloth in the right shape, and they can just reuse that every time instead of getting it out in a hurry, waiting to the last second. So this is a great weekend to kind of go ahead and do your frost cloth prep. I've kind of been stumbly all day with words. Frost schmoff is get that prep ready. Start doing that work of cutting it and shaping it and, planning it. And you won't get caught off guard, at any time during the winter. Well, head on out also. If you're looking to sod, if you're looking for frost cloth, Enchanted Gardens, you guys got the good stuff out there.
Yep. We're out there. We'll be waiting for you.
All right. Well, he'll be looking for you. Joey, thanks so much for being on. Always love it when you're on the show.
All right. Thanks
Always have
again
a good
for
time.
Having me.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. So, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
What is Home Show Radio? On Saturday mornings from 7 to 9, it's helping you to become a better gardener with the Garden Pros.
Is it too late or is it too hot right now for me to lay down fertilizer for my yard?
And from 9 to noon, it's Tom Tynan with answers to your home improvement questions.
Well, I was just wondering if that thing's going to air condition the outside or what that stray duct is for.
Home Show Radio, Saturday 7 a.m. to noon and Sundays 8 to 11 on Sports Radio 610. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.
All right. Well, we had a great time on Home Show Garden Pros, Garden Pros Radio program here this morning. Thanks so much for Peter Nelson and Joey Linderman for coming in. Next week, we get the debut of Beverly from Arbor Gate. Going to have a blast. Zach McKinnon will also be on. And as we continue doing Home Show Radio, we got Tom Tynan right here.
You sounded good today, Danny.
Thanks, buddy. Love to hear it from a radio pro like you.
Okay.
The thing
31
is, though,
years of pure luckiness. Okay.
And you're a knowledge specialist, too. You're not just a radio guy.
Oh,
what you're talking
about. That's the easy part. It's doing the radio that's tough.
Hey, dude, I totally agree.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. Well,
hey,
have
a good day, Danny.
You bet. All right. Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan starts right now.